Hi, it's Phil Henry, all the voices and characters and all the personalities and all the just marvelous shit you hear on the show today is performed by me.
And good day, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. We are doing the show rather early, and so I can't vouch for the shape that my voice is in.
Margaret, don't you do any warm-up exercises or anything?
Yeah, like a lot of the singers do.
Yes, occasionally I do gargle, and don't say it, bud.
Well, said it wouldn't say the word gargle. Yeah, you're the one who said wouldn't say the word gargle.
Who said that? There's an agreement that the word gargle will not be said, and it was instituted by Margaret.
Wait a minute. I don't remember ever instituting a prohibition on the use of the word gargle unless...
Yeah, it's because you don't want to hear me say it.
Oh, take it easy, will you, bud?
Oh, my God. Did you see his face?
No, but what's wrong? Darn, saying I'm the one that does it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What are you getting upset about?
She's saying if I say gargle, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
You're not getting your ass kicked for anything. What's this all about anyway?
Wait a minute. Don't be looking at me like it's my problem. Will you turn this filth down? No, I love volumes. That's, feels good, right? I love that.
Yeah, that's... Nobody yet believes it.
What's your problem anyway?
You said I can't say gargle.
I don't want you saying the word gargle and then looking at me with that kind of...
Oh, yeah, right.
Look, Margaret, don't get yourself in that situation where you don't like it when someone says something and then they look you up and down, but if they don't look you up and down...
What?
Good talk, Mama Sammy.
Don't, you know, I'm not even going to explain it, okay? So anyway, welcome to the program.
I'm just saying, Phil, I don't mind anyone saying the word gargle if the word gargle is used in a way that is respectful.
How can the word gargle not be used in a respectful way?
When you say, I'm gargling, and then you look at me and go, hi there. You know, give the...
Okay, Margaret. You know, far be it for me to say that no one would look at you that way, so let me just say that no one on this show is looking at you that way when they use the word gargle.
Oh, but they could be looking at me that way using another word.
Jesus H. Living Christ.
God, man, see what I'm saying?
Hold on. Enough with this. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Welcome to the show, folks.
Oh, I see. So Daddy says we don't get to talk about it.
Come on, Ms. Gray. We don't talk about it. We're not going to talk about it.
Well, I didn't understand that. It sounded like we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk...
Hey, we're not talking about it. Welcome to the program, folks. Isn't this just a Marvelosity kind of a thing? Now, what am I looking at on TV right now?
Well, this looks like some kind of a Star Trek deal. What the hell is that? Yeah, it's like a flying face shaver or something.
It's a commercial for a razor.
Oh, I see. So they're beaming up from a planet where there is a Hewlett-Packard... Oh, I get it.
No. It's an advertisement for Beyond, which is the new Star Trek movie. And in that movie, they have a razor or something?
Yeah, it's a flying... razor... They're not a flying razor, it's just a commercial.
It's a commercial for a razor that it's a, you know, it's a tie-in. All right, welcome to the show here, the Phil Henry Show on this Tuesday, the day after the 4th of July. General, my understanding is you didn't have a very good 4th.
Let me tell you about the 4th of July. The 4th of July is going to hell in a handcart, and let me tell you why.
Now, this is interesting.
Wait, hold on. The 4th of July, something that I believe in very dearly, and a lot of Americans claim to believe in it, I doubt seriously whether there are that many Americans that really care. I think the military cares, and then after that, I don't know.
Really?
Yes, because of the drunks and the slobs and these people with the fireworks. You know, it's amazing that more houses don't get burned to the ground. These slobs and clowns, you know, where we live, Patsy and I moved to Palos Verdes because we finally wanted to move somewhere where there's a little bit of style and class. Well, to get to Palos Verdes, you've got to drive through some areas. I'm not talking about low income now. I'm talking about any income.
So was this in Palos Verdes?
It was, yes, Palos Verdes. All over Southern California and probably all over the country are these just absolute bums and alcoholics and drug addicts. And they're all living in these suburban houses and they're setting fire. Shit.
Talk about the bad fireworks.
Yeah, why don't you spit it out there, John F. Kennedy? I'm saying...
Wait, what you're saying is there was a lot of irresponsible fireworks stuff, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I don't know. You know, Frank and I spent the day yesterday. We were in Palm Springs with Sally and John Rann. We drove into town late yesterday, so I don't know. What we did see... Were the fireworks on the horizon?
Yeah, we're talking about the public fireworks.
Right, but what the general's talking about here is just like neighborhood stuff.
Well, yeah, it's neighborhoods. First of all, fireworks are illegal. The police have no ability to enforce that. Let me repeat. The police have no ability to enforce that. So illegal fireworks are happening all over the city. There's probably some kid getting blinded or his hands burned off or his face burned beyond recognition and will live till the end of his days that way because the cops are sucking a donut.
Yeah, that's not fair at all.
And, General, I don't know.
No, I'll tell you that.
Well, then why the hell don't they get off their ass and go out and bust some of these people?
First of all, I think that enforcing these anti-fireworks statutes, you know, that's got to be very difficult.
Well, I don't know how you do it.
I think what they do is they simply patrol these streets.
They don't do anything. They sit in their dead ass someplace. They're looking for speeders. They don't even give a damn. Now, forget about the fireworks, okay? That's just one part of it. As a veteran and someone who's seen real combat, to allow for these fireworks that will probably blind someone, some kid, for the and then these assholes talk, excuse my French, Margaret, but I'm sorry.
Very, very unfortunate you used that word.
Well, I'm sorry. Then these assholes, yes, I said it, pretend like they care about the country. And they've got the flag flying at night. It's not lit. They've got the flag flying lower than that goddamn don't tread on me flag, which is against the protocol.
Got all kinds of rules and regulations. How come 4th of July is supposed to be fun?
It is fun, you clown, but you're supposed to do certain things.
All right, so what you're talking about here, the general tenor of what you're saying here, General, is that there's no respect.
There's no love of country, and there's no respect for the flag on the 4th of July as much as some of these jackasses, and most of the people that are doing all this, by the way, are the people that claim to be the most patriotic. They claim to be just, they love the country. They wouldn't know how to fly the American flag if I put a loaded Walther PPKS, a pistol to their head. That was shit.
All right. Very good point.
But what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do? There's nothing I can do about it. It's a good point. It's a good opinion. I suppose we can kick it off or kick it around or not kick it off or kick it around. I suppose we could kick it around the round table here or get a phone call on it. If you want to give us a call on that, folks, you are more than welcome to do that. Also, we want to remind... I forgot to just say one thing. Thanks to all who showed up for the... Phil Hendry and Friends.
Oh, how did that go?
It went very, very well. We had a sold-out show on Friday night. We had terrific Greg Hahn, funnier than hell. James Adomian, fantastic. We had Peter Melman, a former writer on the Seinfeld show, who was up doing a great set. We had Claire O'Kanes, who was hysterical. We had Jackie Cation, who was hysterical. We had Phil Hendry, who was,
You were hysterical.
How do you feel you did, really?
I think I'm getting better. I think I did very good. We also had Chris Norton join me on stage, so...
That's not a plus.
No, I think Chris Norton would be funny.
Well, you know, I somebody told me that he was talking about going to hell and meeting the guy with cyst on his forehead. Jesus,
are you kidding me?
No, he did. Anyway, we had a great, great time, and we appreciate everybody that joined us for our Phil Hendry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv. We will be out there again the first week in August. So the first week of every month through the end of the year, we are going to be definitely rock and roll on that and see what else. Oh, beginning the month of July here, so it's a brand spanking new month, and we'll see what we have for you guys in terms of our monthly promotion.
Now, you know what you should do? You should bring back the...
Don't do the voice thing.
No, we're not doing the voice messages thing.
No, you should bring back... I like the one where you are... Oh, I forget.
Yeah, I guess there isn't one.
Yeah, there isn't any other promotion than doing those voice messages.
Oh, we'll find out. All right, right now I got to do some traffic, and do we have some phone calls?
Yeah, I got a couple people hanging on. I want to talk to General Shaw about, General Shaw about,
spit it out, son.
About
the 4th of July, Jesus.
I'm nervous, man. You're making him nervous.
I'm making him nervous. He's making me nervous.
About the 4th of July.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, some people want to talk about the 4th of July and how they,
All right, let me get on the phone here. Is this Roy? Hi, Roy.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
I wanted to say that I think General Shaw is 100% on the money about that. The lowlifes in our neighborhood with the fireworks and the bottle rockets and the sky, and they say that they're so very patriotic. And I went and grabbed a kid. I just grabbed a hold of him. He was trotting by the front of our house last night. This was around, late last night, but I get into the same hang-up that you guys get into.
You gotta say late last night about 9:45?
I was, yes.
It doesn't matter what time it was.
Well, I think it was. I think my wife is just indicating right now it was late last night about 9:45. A kid went trotting by the front of our house, and I glanced to my left, and I saw a kid trotting. And I went, hey, you, and I went to go through the door. I was going to open our door. I went right through the screen door. I didn't even open it.
Oh, my God, are you all right?
I'm fine, yes.
But so you went through the screen door? Why?
Well, I saw the kid trot by, and I thought, right there, that's one there, because we'd been looking for these kids for the better part of 3 hours. Who's doing the bottle rockets? Who's doing the sky rockets? And my wife was on the phone to the Beacon Hill Police. We're in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm on my way to work this morning.
I see.
And so she got on the horn, called up the Beacon Hill substation. Now, here's the thing. I saw the kid trot by in a leisurely trot. But this happened right after I saw a bottle rocket go diagonally across the front of my house. I looked out and I saw it going diagonal. And I said, I think I know where that's from. And I turned to my wife to get another piece of some pound cake that she had made for the evening. And then I saw the kid. I saw this trot. So I immediately turned to go after the kid. I went through a screen door that collapsed on our front porch. I tripped over that and slid on my face about 5 feet.
All right, so what's the upshot with this young man, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, what's the upshot of the story, sir?
Well, the upshot of the story is I wasn't able to grab him. He was a kid in a polka dot shirt, and he had on a pair of polka dot pants, if you can believe it. And he was...
Was he riding a pink elephant?
And what is that supposed to... Does that mean I'm an alcoholic?
Well, sir, look, you're telling me...
Yeah, go to hell.
Okay, it's... All right, thank you very much, sir, for that call.
That guy, in other words, was an alcoholic.
Well, you don't know that.
Look, I think what you did is you offended him. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We do have to get some traffic here and some other things. I will be getting back to our phone calls on this. If you have an opinion or a point of view on what General Shaw is talking about, which is essentially that the 4th of July this year...
Yeah, the 4th of July this year is a disgrace and has been a disgrace. Individuals that call themselves patriotic... with the unsafe use of fireworks late into the night, flying the flag in the most disrespectful manner in the dark.
General, what is the protocol for flying the American flag?
The protocol for flying the flag of the United States is if you are going to fly that flag in the rain, for instance, it must be covered. Somehow have some covering over top of it so it's not getting hit by the rain. Number two, you may not fly the American flag at night unless it is uplit, that is, lit, so you can see that flag no matter where you are at night. Otherwise, that flag comes down. Number two.
That's number four. Number three, man.
It's number four.
No, it's number three.
That's what he said, and you just changed it. I did that on purpose.
Hey, man! Come on,
break it up, will you?
I did it on purpose just to see what he'd say.
All right, number four.
Number three. The American flag must be taken down with respect, folded with respect, and then, you know, the whole deal. Now, here's another thing that happened that pissed me off, is that poor Arab man who was dressed in the traditional garb.
Yeah, that guy got attacked by the police and everything.
Well, I don't know who attacked him.
Now, what was this?
This was a gentleman in Arab garb who was wrongfully accused of being some kind of a terrorist, an ISIS terrorist, and he was...
Yeah, he was interdicted, as they say, as Phil likes to say. I don't like the word, but okay, we'll go ahead and use it. Interdicted. I'm gonna... Come on. Hey. The hell, kid, but you are looking to die.
I'm trying to make some sense out of this day.
Well, going hee-hee ain't making sense out of diddly squat, other than the fact that it tells me you're half out of your tree. All right?
What does that mean, half out of my tree?
It means you live in a tree, which makes you some kind of a baboon. Should I go any further?
General.
Oh, no. This is a long time coming. It makes you a baboon. Should I go further?
Yes.
Come on, stop it. Makes you a baboon. Should I go further?
That's right. There's a lot more where that came from.
What, insult?
Yeah, there's a lot. There are a hell of a lot more monkeys, too.
So, you're saying what?
I don't know. What was I saying?
You were talking about the protocol in dealing with the United States flag.
Yes. Number six.
Number three.
Sorry, number three. God damn.
No, Mr. Everett, you almost flipped your lid on that one.
Can we get through number three?
And number three, and I already did number three. Take it down.
Yeah, take it down and fold it respectfully.
By the way, Mr. Henry, do you know how to fold the American flag?
Yes, I do.
Bullshit.
Yes, I do. I was raised by a military veteran who taught me how to fold the flag properly. I believe in the flag protocol. I believe in respect for the American flag. I believe in all of that stuff, okay? And I agree with you. There are a lot of assholes who claim to be patriots, and they wouldn't know how to fold a flag any more than they know how to do up their own fly after taking a leak.
That's very crude.
Well, it's true. All right,
wait a minute, I'm not done. General, if you don't mind.
All right,
but I've got a few more.
Well, you're on number four now.
No, it's number five.
Number four, when we come back, if we ever do come back, to this folderol, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And don't forget, of course, we are online at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. A one-year backstage pass gets you access. Well, you can also get a monthly backstage pass, gets you access to over 20,000 hours of archive material. And yesterday we did a 4th of July marathon that was enjoyed by all. It was directly from our archives, so it featured some very, very classic material from the archives. 4th of July shows that we had done and that were, you know, enjoyed by all. And we had a lot of really, really good response to that, General.
Yeah, I heard somebody, old Lloyd Bonifacius, Jesus, wherever he is. God bless you, Lloyd.
Yeah, there's some old Lloyd Bonifacius. There was a lot of really good stuff yesterday on our 4th of July show. So get a backstage pass, and that is yours each and every day here from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
Let's go to the traffic out there. Bob Bacon, Bob.
Hey, Phil, right now, it's Robin Ray there. Of course, the 4th of July, the pork 4th of July. You got the pork out there, and they're porking their butts here on 4th of July for it. And a 5th of July, the 4th of July. Well, yeah, there's pork. Bone-in and bone-in ham is going to be up there on the 15th freeway, going to the bone-in freeway, Heinzon. And in hindsight, I'd have to say, I've got a streamline, that there's a shrew and a shrimp lock run, and they're lockstep here with Clint Friend, and a fun day for everybody to go to the Heinzon. Look at that, the Skyboy and the Skyway. How's the Skyboy Skyway?
Hey, Bob, I got a 9 mile Skyway. Same as 4th of July, and the same thing I walked over. And I'll tell you, before 2 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to have your head locked off with your head locked off with a cream. Probably the cranberry juice or cranberry sauce. Now, let's go to the Sky, baby.
Shimmy!
The way you look tonight is the way you looked last night. It's the way you'll look tonight again. Yes, for three nights, Jerry Salsecchio and the Jerry Salsecchio Orchestra at Bernard Pitts by the sea, Bernard Pitts by the lake, Bernard Pitts by the ocean, and Bernard Pitts... Gas, it leaks 24 hours a day, and it can get to you the way it got to this gentleman. Make sure you check to see if all the gas...
Gas is getting to me.
Gas leaks 24-7. Make sure you check all of the pivots, all of the pipes, and all of the valves. If gas leaks, you'll know, because someone in your home will start sounding like an asshole. Paid for by the United States Gas Safety Council. Gas, and only gas. William Barnard for Senate. My name is William Barnard. Our country is flaming out. We've got nothing left, no real wherewithal to do what we need to do to make sure we've got it going on when we need to. I need your vote. I need your vote. What do I need?
Their vote.
I need your vote, too. I'm William Barnard. I'm running for the 5th Council, 6th District.
No, Senator from the state of California.
I'm sorry, the Senator from the state of California. If that doesn't work, Senator from Nevada. If you're a state, you need a senator. Hey, man, you know, my candidacy is up for grabs. It'll cost. Well, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No, it sounds like you're taking payoffs.
I'm William Barnard. Forget that I even... Forget this commercial. Not paid for by the William Barnard for Senate Committee. I know the judge, I'm gonna shoot him some chumps. I got them kids, kids, kids.
And the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California now continues. Excuse me, but I had to do that.
Well, of course.
Well, Phil, don't be a smartass.
I'm not being a smartass. All right, let's talk with Dave Oliva because Dave has been all over this like white on rice. We're talking with General Shaw here this morning, and he came in, and I think rightfully so, General. You had some concerns and some comments and some questions about how people are celebrating the 4th of July. And I think one of the things you said that's different about what you said as opposed to what others say.
Yes, yes, yes. Spit it out.
Yeah, Phil, don't take all day.
I'm just saying, one of the things he's saying that's different is that the people who are the most patriotic?
Yeah, I think a lot of these people who claim to be patriots and claim to love this country are the worst offenders when it comes to the unsafe use of fireworks, when it comes to displaying the flag disrespectfully. See, I think a lot of them are these wannabe, I think a lot of these guys would do better if they just joined the military and then found out that they weren't man enough for it in the first place, get washed out in the first 5 weeks, go home and shut up, and do their wife's laundry.
Yeah!
Because,
All right. Dave Oliva is joining us on the line from Monterey Park, California, excuse me. I don't know, man. It sounds to me like it was that asshole, is that DJ Khaled? Oh, never mind.
That was God doing Versace.
Yeah, whoever that ass that does Versace. Dave Oliva on the line with us here from Monterey Park, California, and Dave is taking criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. He is an aspiring Los Angeles City police officer. I shouldn't really say that until you have joined the academy, Dave. Do you know when that's going to be?
Oh, well, right now, Mr. Henry, we're very hopeful that it'll be sometime next year, early next year, or late the following year, late 2018.
So early 2017 or late 2018. Dave, you got to nail this down, man.
General, I'm trying to nail it down with my professors in the criminal, the one who I take law enforcement from, and another I take criminal justice from, and another I take law justice from, believe it or not, another one I take criminal enforcement from. So they take the two courses and then they flip-flop them, and,
What they do? What? You're taking what?
What are those courses again?
I said I'm taking law enforcement and criminal justice.
No, then you said you're taking law justice?
Yeah, and then I take law justice and criminal enforcement.
Are those real courses?
No, not really, but they created them to basically to say the following thing. Okay, you know law enforcement, you know criminal justice. Now let's see how really good you do know it, and let's have you take law justice and criminal enforcement.
What school is this again?
Yeah, what is this school?
What is this school? It's L.A. Canyon College. You've heard of it.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of anything like that, but...
You know what? I'd love to talk to Emory Clayton.
No, I'll get to Professor Clayton on. Why don't you give him a call?
No, God, man. Why would you do that?
Because I want to know what's going on at that school.
And why? Because you don't think I'm going fast enough?
No, that's not it, Dave. What we want to find out is, I'd like to know a little bit more about the department or the whatever these classes that you're taking, because we want to see you graduate and we want to see you move on to, the L.A. Police Academy.
I told you, man, it's going to be early next year, late 2018.
Well, what is that about, man? Early 2017, that's a 2-year difference.
Mr. Henry, I don't know if you went, well, what is that about?
Yeah, it did, Mr. Henry, I just heard that.
Isn't that nice?
Well, you guys forget about how Henry says stuff. Look, if that's the way you want it, that's the way you're going
to
have it.
Well, I mean, I don't have to. What I want to do is get my AA degree, which I would get from L.A. Canyon College. And then, Mr. Henry, I was going to say to you, but you're getting all, angry about stuff. But I was going to say, if you would listen to me for 5 seconds, I was going to say what I'd like to do is transfer to Cal State Channel Islands.
But it's right over where the El Pacifico is.
Yeah. And I'd like to, transfer to a Cal State Channel Islands and take the remainder of my courses there.
Well, look, if it'll help you graduate faster, yeah, it sounds like you could get through a 4-year program faster than you get through a 2-year program at L.A. Canyon.
Yeah, it's a very tough JC, man, or community college, So...
Yeah, I got Professor Clayton on the phone.
Professor Emory Clayton is joining us right now on the line from L.A. Canyon College. Professor Clayton, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Phil. It's great to be with you. Hello, David.
Oh, yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Listen, Dave is telling us, Professor Clayton, that he is taking criminal justice and law enforcement and then he's going to have to take criminal enforcement and law justice. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, yes, I've heard of, first of all, one of the things we do at L.A. Canyon is what we do is a double up to double down. The double up, double down is when you take a class, if you're taking two classes that cover basically the same area, and right now I have to turn the TV off, excuse me, turn that off, would you, honey? I'm looking at Wimbledon, but they just showed a line judge. I wasn't sure if it was a man, a woman, God. I don't care. I can't look at that when I'm talking.
I'm sorry. I have to ask you, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at Wimbledon, the tennis tournament.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and they had somebody on the TV just now that had on one of them sports car caps, looked like a man, but had breasts, had the face of that guy from Wings Hauser. What's that guy? Rutger Hauer, you know?
Yeah. Like Rutger Hauer from what? Blade Runner?
Never mind. Let's just move on. So tell me again about the double up to double down.
Yeah, so double up to double down is basically this. When you're taking two classes that are of the same general area of study, as in Dave's case, he's taking law enforcement and criminal justice. But let's say in my class, I have young people who are taking California history, and then they're taking world affairs. Now, California history and world affairs do intersect, because they're both concerned with history and concerned with the world and its effect on California history. So then we would have them double down California affairs and world history. Okay?
No, wait. So the class is...
Oh, hold on, General. I'm trying to keep my mind. So that would double down to ensure that he knows what he's doing.
Now, why?
Like I just said, to ensure he knows what he's doing.
Aren't you confident enough in the classes that you have there? Aren't you confident enough in the area of study that these young people don't need to double down, as you say?
No, we're not. No, we're not. That answers your question. Does that answer your question? No. We've had problems with faculty. We've had serious problems with getting qualified people. I'm the only professor. I'm the longest tenured professor at L.A. Canyon College, and I've been here a total of a year and a half.
You're kidding!
No, I'm not kidding.
So, what are they doing? Firing them for what?
All kinds of reasons. Cause, fraternizing with students, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. It's bad. I could have left, and I could have gone on and taught at UCLA. I got a job offer from UCLA last year, but I stayed here because I want to see this through and have this school survive.
Would you recommend that Dave continue on to Cal State Channel Islands?
That's the first I'm hearing about that. Let me tell you that.
Well, I mean, I feel like I have to do that, Professor, because, I want to graduate and get on with my life.
You're getting on with your life. What do you need to... What aren't you doing?
I ain't graduating, okay?
You aren't graduating. Not ain't graduating. We're having you double down. You're taking up.
I don't want to double down, man. All I want to do is graduate. And I think that, like Mr. Henry was saying, I could go to Cal State Channel Islands. You know,
Cal State Channel Islands. Let's talk a little bit about Cal State Channel Islands. Sitting out there in the hills, all kinds of, you know.
What about it?
Cal State Channel Islands is an invitation for young people to go out there and, you know, what do they call it? The kick it and chill it out there and.
You just don't want these kids to go out there and be at a university that's near the beach or something?
It ain't near the beach, but it's in these hills and valleys, and it looks all like it's Pollyanna or something. I don't know. It's not urban. I like a good urban campus, and that's what I...
Well, I need to graduate.
Of course you need to graduate, but you need to graduate with a thorough understanding of your class.
I'm not an educator. I'm not going to tell you what to do, of course, you know. But I would just simply offer this opinion. To have the kid, any kid, taking so many courses that he gets frustrated and he decides that maybe he doesn't even want to continue on is not fair. And what are you going to do? You're going to just frustrate the hell out of him.
This is the first time here. You're talking about not continuing on?
No, I'm not talking about that, but now Mr. Henry said that, now that kind of put the bug in my ear, you know?
Oh, it put the bug in your ear. Look what you did, Henry.
Well, wait a minute. Were you thinking about quitting or not?
Are you talking to me?
Yes! No, I'm talking to Professor Clayton.
I'm not quitting.
Yeah, he's not...
I'm talking to you, Dave.
Oh, I mean, Well, no, I wasn't thinking about it, but now it kind of put the bug in my ear, you know?
What is it putting the bug in your ear, to quit or to continue on with your studies? Now, what's it going to be?
I want to continue on with my studies, but I think I want to do it at Cal State Channel Islands, or I don't want to do it, or the other alternative is not do it at Canyon College.
Well, then where would you go?
I wouldn't go anywhere.
In other words, you're going to quit or go to Cal State Channel Islands?
Well, not really. I mean, I would either go to Cal State Channel Islands or not go to L.A. Canyon College.
That means you'd quit. Oh, man, you're dumb. You're dumb, dumb.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, and that's when the student council is going to get together next week and talk to the professors about the stuff, what they say.
You're a dumbass. That's all I'm trying to say to you, Dave. You're a dumbass. You ain't never going to be a cop. You know, you're barely going to make it as a movie usher. All I'm asking from you...
See, that's what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, the insults and...
You know, I got to tell you something, Professor Clayton.
Oh, hold on for a minute. All I'm asking from you, Dave, is to show up for class, and when I'm talking to you, not stare back at me with your mouth open. Do you think you could do that?
Look, Professor Clayton,
do you think you could do that one time, one day out of the week, look at me with your mouth closed and your eyes not lidded over, and you're not breathing through your mouth? Every time we give a test, this is Dave. Oh, are you bullshitting me, man? Hey, and what's the language, too, man?
See, this young man sounds frustrated.
Hey, this old man's frustrated. Do you think you could do that?
Do what?
Never mind. You know what? Dave, do what you feel you should do, all right? But if you stay at L.A. Canyon College, you're going to take law, justice, and criminal enforcement, whether you like it or not!
David?
Yeah, I'm here. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing I got to put up with. That's the kind of thing what I got to put up with.
Well, I have to say, I think Professor Clayton was understandably frustrated because are you looking at him with your mouth open?
Yeah, because a lot of times he says stuff.
Well, what difference does it make if the kid's got his mouth open?
It looks for all the world like he's a dimwit.
Well, a lot of times the professor's looking at me like, and by the way, miss, you went, it looks, you know.
I'm not miss, I'm Margaret Gray.
I mean, I'm sorry, Miss Gray, but... You know, a lot of times the professor is saying stuff, and I'm like, what? You know, and so I'll just be like, my mouth goes slack.
Yeah, I know what you mean about the mouth going slack. My mouth gone slack a lot of times.
Well, I believe that for sure. Wow.
Yeah, man.
All right. David, look, all I'm going to do is just wish you the best, and...
What'd you say, Mr. Ernie? It sounded like you said David Lockadoo.
What?
David Lockadoo.
Yeah, what were you saying?
All I can do...
Oh, okay.
...is wish you the best.
Hey, does anybody know who this blonde lady is at this Wimbledon, or what's it called, Wimbledon?
Talking about Wimbledon?
Yeah, the blonde lady who is hosting it on ESPN is very hot, man. And,
we're talking about your education, you know.
Dave, let's just stick to the point here. We wish you the very best. We wish you a Merry Christmas there, because you were probably going to say, hey, Mr. Ernie, it sounded like you were going to say, wish you a Merry Christmas.
No. God.
Are you all right, Phil? Anyway, Dave, thanks very much.
Well, Mr. Ernie...
Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
It's me. Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fall for free?
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It's
so
fun.
Good, I shouldn't have to...
God, is it fun.
Free. I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free. Right.
Sammy Huttenbauer here. We got the Chevron and Chevrolets for you at 1991 prices. That's right. Sammy Huttenbauer Chevrolet with 1991 prices. How do we do it? I'll tell you. I bought a lot of Chevys in 1991. Now they're sitting in my driveway not doing nothing. I haven't driven them. Haven't really even worked on them. Some are sitting on my front lawn. But come down to Sammy Huttenbauer's right now and get your pick of the 1991 Chevrolet. Had a big family back then. But my kids have moved out. My wives have moved out. That's right. I was a polygamist. I had 16 wives. All of them drove Chevys. The 1991 Chevrolet at Sammy Houtenbotten. Go on over to Sammy's house. They're parked at his front lawn, his driveway, and elsewhere. Sammy Houtenbotten Chevrolet. Sammy Houtenbotten Chevrolet, 1551 East Clemency. And you can find us there in the Yellow Pages at the Stony Brook, right near the ice cream parlor. Sammy Houtenbotten Chevrolet, since 1991, he's owned Chevys. Hasn't driven one, he's just owned them. Sammy Houtenbotten Chevrolet. They're parked on my property. They're there. You can come on, take a look. Doesn't make any no never mind to me whether I'm home or not. Doesn't make any never mind to me whether the house is locked or not. Doesn't make any no never mind to me whether or not I care. Whether or not you're a criminal, whether or not you're there to kill me. Come on out. Sammy Houtenbotten Chevrolet. The 1991s are on sale today. Come on, make a deal. I'll make you a deal. I'll make you a deal you can live with. I'll make you a deal on a 1991 Chevrolet, or you can call me Sabe Houghton-Boughton Chevrolet. These days, with super bacteria being found in the waters of Rio de Janeiro, it makes sense for you and your family to come clean. Come clean with Darlington Soap. This is soap that was developed at Darlington Speedway in South Carolina in 1965. Mechanics, grease monkeys, every kind of oil jockey getting filthy working on those cars in the pits. The Darlington Soap was it, and it really scrubbed it away. Now they're bringing Darlington Soap to Rio. With the waters infected by every kind of microbe, it can kill it, and kill it fast, kill it quick, and kill it clean. And it can do the same thing for your family. Anything that isn't right, anything that looks wrong, anything that smells, anything that might affect your family in any kind of a negative way, the new Darlington Soap. Maybe it's a boyfriend, maybe it's a girlfriend, maybe it's a visiting relative, some asshole like that. Darlington Soap, developed by the grease monkeys at Darlington. Oil jockeys, grease monkeys, pump jockeys, mechanics, creeps, all kinds. That's right, it's Darlington Soap.
Ew!
Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Join our backstage pass family. We have a lot of fun, man. Every Friday night we do our chat. We did not do our chat last Friday night because of our Phil Hendry and friends at the wonderful Hollywood Improv, I should say. That was a blast, and we're certainly grateful to all who were there and joined us.
Now, you're going to do it again in the very first week in August, so people should keep a heads up on that one.
Yes, the first week in August, the first Friday of every month.
Yeah, the first Friday of every month through the end of the year. All right, Bud?
Yeah, I got a story that I thought was very interesting. Welcome to Jupiter. NASA's Juno space probe arrives at giant planet. NASA says it's received a signal from 550 million miles across the solar system confirming its Juno spacecraft has successfully started orbiting.
Let me do that, man.
Get out of there, man. It's mine.
Don't grab that, Robert.
It sounded like he was struggling.
He sounds like he's struggling.
I'm not struggling at all.
Oh, my God.
All right, take it easy.
Welcome to Jupiter, flashed on screens at Mission Control at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. The Juno team cheered and hugged. This is phenomenal, said Geoff.
No, that's Jeff, not Geoff.
It's Jeff, bud.
Right. Jeff Yoda.
Yoder, man, not Yoda.
Says Yoda.
Y-O-D-E-R.
Oh. Geoff Yoda.
Not Geoff. I'm going to kill somebody.
No, Jeff Yoder. Acting Administrator.
You better not be laughing.
I'm not laughing. At NASA's Science Mission Directorate, we have on the line with us Dr. Jim Sadler, who has been a medical advisor for the Juno program, unofficial medical advisor. And what that means essentially is that he selected himself to be a medical advisor, but he's not on the line with us yet, so I got half a call his house. I hope you'll pardon me while we do that.
What are we doing here?
We're calling him because I wasn't able to get him on the phone at the proper time. Now, this is Dr. Jim Sadler, and he is at his house. You can get him down there.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Dr. Sadler, this is Bud Dickman at Phil Hendry Show. You remember you had an appointment with us?
Right, for the body.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Dr. Sadler.
Wait a minute.
Who is that?
This Bud Dickman. Hold on, Phil. You remember you had an appointment with us?
Yeah, I say it's 10 to 7. It's 7 o'clock.
Almost 7 o'clock.
At night?
No, in the morning.
No, I say, gaga.
He's out of it, man.
Yeah, he's out on his feet. Get a drink into him or something.
Is your wife there? Gotta get a drink into him.
What are you doing, baby?
Fuck! The fuck are you doing?
What are you doing, man?
But
that guy's not ready to go on the air.
Obviously, bud, he thinks it's 7 o'clock at night.
I think you did. The guy was out on his feet. He should have gotten a drink into him.
Yeah, it's the least you could do.
The least you could do, huh?
Well, hold on for a minute, man. It's ridiculous. This is outrageous, as a matter of fact. I made sure.
What is it with you calling this guy?
I called him, didn't...
What's keeping him?
Yeah, Dr. Sandler, it's Bud Dickman. You all right?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Bud, I thought that we had a
Beat the meat.
Hey, look, Dr. Sandler, this is General Galen Shaw. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. This is Margaret Gray, Dr. Sandler.
Dr. Sandler, Phil Hendry here.
Oh, okay. Have I met everybody, or is there anybody else?
That was Robert Leonard.
What the?
Look, you were supposed to come on the air and talk about Jupiter.
Yeah, I was going to talk about it tonight. I mean, that's what I thought anyway. Hey, don't have you pour a glass of scotch at me like that again. I'll beat you.
Hey, man, this is all going out over the air.
I mean, I love you, honey.
All right, can you talk with us about this, or do you want to do this later on?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Dr. Sandler, this is Bud Dickman on Phil Hendry's show. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yo, the news is that the Jupiter probe at NASA has received a signal from 554 million miles across the solar system. How do you feel about it?
Well, this is the Juno. They're tracking on any given day a number of
This is the Juno probe, Dr. Sandler, yeah.
All right, yeah. I think it's great. It's a beautiful, wonderful moment. I would say that means it's orbiting. Let me just check my data here.
What was that?
That was my computer.
Well, that was you making the sound of a computer.
Yeah, I was.
Wait, you were making the sound of a computer?
Yeah, I do that occasionally when I'm not. My computer doesn't make no sounds no more, and everybody's always asking, you know, well, are you really using a computer? So I'll go,
that sounds like a monkey.
Oh, really? Okay, aren't you something special? You don't sound like a monkey?
All right.
All right, so according to my data, it says here...
Your dad or your mama?
You know, fuck all this.
Call him back. No, don't call him back. Don't call him back.
Mr. Hendry.
No, don't call him back. Don't call him back. Well, I mean, that was a very innocuous line. Yeah, it was a very innocuous line. You're right. Nonetheless, we'll be right back.
Oh, God,
I mean, you'll be right back. I mean, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. What a day, what a night, what an evening, what a thing. Yeah! World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com invite you to be a member of the Backstage Pass family, sure. And we invite you, of course, to be a part of all that we do and all that we are and all that we ever will be. But we want you to do one more thing. We want you to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. That's right. We're looking to get 10,000 subscribers by tomorrow. I'm just kidding.
Now, the Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel, subscribe and check out all the different clips and things we do that we put on the site for you from the show.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel. All you do is go to youtube.com/realbuddickman. That's youtube.com/therealbuddickman. I don't know which it is. Can we figure out what that is first, man? Let's get that. There it is. Yeah, The Real Bud Dickman. It's www.com/therealbuddickman. And when you do, you get over there and enjoy all the very many clips and, things and bits and stuff and whack things like Brexit sandwiches, man. What a nutty, nutty clip this is. Lonigan's Brexit Steaks. The Brexit, as you know, is a vote in England to see whether they wanted to stay or go from an organization that had too many Turkish people. But at Lonigan's Brexit, we serve Brexit sandwiches. That's right.
If you want more of that idiocy, all you have to do is go to youtube.com/therealbuddickman and subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show YouTube channel.
In an automobile accident, actually, because I walked in front of a bus one day.
Jesus.
I was despondent and thought to
myself. That's right. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheRealPhilHendry. The Brexit sandwich is really a...
Seal the deal, let's boogie for a while. Let's get groovy.
All right, baby. I think this is a pretty decent show that we've had here.
Oh, you do you?
Yes, I do. I think it's been a pretty decent show considering everything... that we've been contending with. Do you feel any better about the 4th of July, the 4th of July, General?
No, I do not. And I'm going to say it again, in case anybody missed it. I was disgusted with the behavior of Americans over the 4th of July holiday, their illegal use of fireworks, their disrespect for the flag, even though they claim to respect it. They don't know how to fly it. They don't know how to treat it. The fact that they were drunken slobs. I think this country shows less and less character with each passing year, with the exception of our fine military. Now, what do you think of that? About that?
What do I think about that? That?
Now, Margaret, you know what? You can defer and deflect all you want.
Here's what I think. I think you are being extremely, extremely judgmental. I think the American people love their country very much. I think...
I'm not saying...
Wait, I'm not done yet. I think the American people... Is that Carrot Top?
No, that's Venus Williams. Jesus H.
All right. We'll continue this at another time.
Venus Williams? Yes, that was Carrot Top.
Well, what's with the orange hair?
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to be Carrot Top.
All right, so we will continue this at another time, another place, another planet. How about that? How about that? I think that'll work. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Had a great, great time with you guys this morning. Don't forget, as I mentioned to you, we will be back at the Hollywood Improv next month, first week in each month, first Friday in each month. I don't know what else we got coming up, man. I'm going to have to check that. We've got all kinds of stuff, so...
Yeah, just have to stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Don't forget that this will be dropping. This episode of the Phil Henry Show podcast will be dropping soon. Like, maybe it's already dropped. What am I talking about? We're not live, so...
Yeah, you're not live, so who cares?
Right. And you can certainly go over to our website, philhenryshow.com, for our podcasts every day. They are free. Each show is free and remains free up to 30 days, and then it goes behind the paywall. So to continue to hear the enormous volume of shows that we have, you know, the enormous number of shows at the Phil Henry Show website, you got to become a subscriber, okay? I think I got that out there.
Well, that, you know, it was a pretty good show until you slopped your way through the end of that. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. For CMPRI Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Yay!
What a sarcastic ass.